Animal Service Center of the Mesilla Valley Executive Director, Clint Thacker, outlined proposed revisions to the current animal service ordinance, which would include eliminating the pet licensing requirement in favor of relying fully on microchipping. Historically, licensing has been required to ensure animals receive the rabies vaccine, something Thacker says can be regulated differently.
Now people are starting to question, what do I get out of my license? And the answer really is maybe another form of ID is what we get out of it, because the actual rabies is still required by law. So what we're stating is if you could take and remove the license part out of it and have the microchip, the animal control officers would still be able to enforce not having a rabies.
The council also focused on how to reduce the number of feral and community cats within the city. It's something Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey says has become an increasingly large problem.
In my district, I definitely have some neighborhoods that have seen these increased amounts and coming back. And honestly, and it's very heartbreaking for the owners that are facing these sort of issues from cats. We have a few really powerful stories in our district about, you know, the damage that cats are done to homes.
New changes to the Animal Service Center ordinance would establish a trap, neuter, return program, which would sterilize and microchip cats before returning them to the area they were originally found. Councilor Beda-Stuvey highlighted the need for a permanent, humane solution.
If you have a lot of cats in the neighborhood, well, another cat is just going to claim that territory. And so we're not necessarily reducing the problem by taking away that one cat if there's still so many around. So if this is a program that can help eventually reduce that amount of cats that we're seeing, especially with kittens and everything building, you know, that's something that I think might be very successful.
Last year, 971 cats were brought in by animal control. The amount of cat complaints increased significantly in 2020, a fact animal control officer Gino Jimenez attributes to the COVID pandemic.
I can say that over the last year is probably when we've seen the majority of our cat complaints. And I don't want to say this 100%, but I believe it's all because of COVID. You know, we've had to cut down on our services because of COVID. And we didn't want to expose citizens to us. We don't know if we have.
Public health professional Athena Huckabee stressed how changes to the ordinance should include collecting data on the total number of feral and community cats within the city.
For this ordinance to function well and to move Las Cruces towards proactive, holistic, data-driven solutions, implementation must include certain key elements. These include a data collection piece in which we engage with researchers to estimate the number of free-roaming cats in the area and see how that number changes over time.
The city is currently looking at the possibility of fast-tracking the trap, neuter, return program through a separate resolution, following calls for urgency by Councilor Cassandra Gondera.
I would recommend, and I'd love to pull this TNR, this community kind of cats portion out and get this on the books rather quickly. I'd love to get the nod and the go-ahead to do this so we could start implementing this program right away, because we're very behind. And that would be my recommendation, is pulling that portion out, getting this going.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.